Okay.
How much time do we have after Pesach to figure out? You want to leave time? What?
2 weeks.
So we're gonna read and then Chazah. Okay, so we're going to have to try to push as much as can until we finish the Mishnah. We should be able to, and then at least time. Okay. V'yomar Abaye, the Gemara on the bottom of Chesam Abay, another name of Abaye that speaks about situations of Achrayis and Shibudim. V'yomar Abaye, Reuven Shemach Asadu L'Shimon Shelo B'Achrayis. Also, this Gemara appears as we had in the early Gemara, appears in Kesubis, appears in B'Metzia. We have a case of Reuven selling the field to Shimon, Shelo B'Achrayis, which means he doesn't guarantee to reimburse if something will happen to the field. It gets taken away by Baal Chov or something else, as we'll see. So the Shimon paid money for the, or we don't know if he paid money yet, we'll see, but Shimon is purchasing a field, but clearly there was no achrayis. The Yatzo Leha Asikin. Now there's some kind of a error, some kind of a rumor that's going on that people are saying, are claiming the field is theirs. Rashi says Asikin means Orin Loma Shulanuhi. So we're not talking about a chov that was owed by Reuven to somebody that wants to collect based on that. That's not what we're discussing. We're talking about an error. There are people who claim that the field was gzula, was stolen, that really Reuven had no right to sell this field. It wasn't owned by Reuven. Says Abaye, Ad shelo hechzik ba, yochel lachzavo. Before he performs a chazakah, a kinyan chazaka, we'll see how Rashi seems to learn this, before he's kona the field with chazaka, yachal achzabo, he can back off, he can back away, and not have to pay for the field that he's purchasing. Pashtus, if he didn't pay money, so mistama, it's obvious, right? To know, what's the chiddush here? Yachal achzabo. Misha hechzikba, once he's already done a chazaka, so again, assuming we're going to see soon in Rashi, assuming that this is a kinyan now that he's kona the field, so he owes money, but he hasn't paid yet, we're saying, ein yochel achzibo. Ein yochel achzibo, he can't back off. My timer, why not? The amalei chaisa de katri savris v'kablis. The mocher, Reuben, can say, you have bought, you accept it upon yourself, a bag that is tied up, you don't know what's in it. It could be nothing, but it could be something, and it's at your own risk, basically. Given the fact that it's Shelo B'Achrayis, so the fact that now that there's the ear on it, that doesn't give you a right to back away. What would be the reason he could back away? Why would you think they shouldn't have to pay the pashtus? I mean, you have to come on to this new svara. I mean, he was kona the field with a kinyan, right? What would be the pshat? So what kind of grounds would he have to withhold payment? Nekach tos. In other words, I'm expecting to have something here. I'm expecting to have something from this purchase, and if it's really not... And what is a nekach tos? Do we know for sure that's gzula? No. But the very fact that there's now the possibility, the error is out there, there are people. So that alone is ground for mekach tos. The fact that there is an error, there are a sikin, that's ground for mekach tos, and that's the chidush here, that it's not a mekach tos. Because when you buy a field, when you're buying a field without achrayis, so you understand that there could be issues that could result, that could exist, and that's afal pikein, so therefore you're mechuyev to pay. Says the Gemara further, Abaye says further, me'emas havi chazaka, what is considered a chazaka, what exactly counts as chazaka, mechidayish amitzri, when you step around the borders. So what does that mean? Again, we're going to go to Derech Rashi now. We'll see the Rashis elsewhere. They're a little more clear than here, but for now we'll just speak it out. What's the idea? Daish HaMitzvi, this constitutes a Maisa Kinyan Chazak. In other words, Chazak is one of the methods that you can be Kona Karka, and the standard of Chazak is a Tikkun in the Karka, what we call Noal, Gadar, Paratz, different types of construction of sorts. You close a door, you create a fence, you reach something in a physical way. So this is also a Maisa Chazak. This is considered, this Daisha Mitzvah for Rashi is the equivalent of Nogado Parat. So that is considered Chazakah. And was explaining one example of Chazakah. Continues Abaye, the Dafka Shelo Bachrais. Now this entire statement that we said is Shelo Bachrais. Abba Bachrais Lo. But Bachrais, it's different. What would be different? In other words, that we said that Mishehechzik En Yachal Achzabo. But suppose it was purchased Bachrais, then he would be able to be Chozer. Why? Doesn't say. It's not clear what's the pshat. Why would he be able to be chozer? So there's no Rashi here at this point, right? But we can glean what the pshat would be from what Rashi says further, because now we have an Igad Amri. The Igad Amri disagrees on this distinction. The Igad Amri, afil achray be'achrayis nami, even if the purchase was be'achrayis, nevertheless, ein yochel achzabo. Why the Amalei Achvi Tirfach VaAshalim Lach? Because he can tell him, the Mocha Reuben can say, show me evidence that it was taken away, and then I'll pay you. Says Rashi. Okay, VaIkadam Yifil BaAchrayis Nami Yifil Kibel Achrayis Olaf. Even when he's Mekabel Achrayis, Reuben's Mekabel Achrayis for the sale. Diyesh Lomar Hoel B'Sofu Lachzer Olaf. So here in Rashi's explaining the Igad Amri, we can understand what the Svara was with the first Lashon. What would be the Chiddush here in the Igad Amri Lafuke, what the first Lashon said? Because you could have argued, says Rashi, so let's explain what he's saying, and we'll soon see the language of the Rashi elsewhere, but what the Svara seems to be, since there's the terms of the sale was Be'achrayis, and therefore, since he's entitled, suppose it turns out to be that it's stolen, that it really was owned by these other people, so then the terms of Achrayis allow him to be able to get reimbursed by the Mocher. Therefore, he should be able to withhold the payment right now. Because why do I have to go through the motions of what? Of giving back, giving the money now and getting it back from you when it's established that it was stolen? Rashi's lashon elsewhere is that you matriach the dayanim for no good reason. What do I have to do that for? Hove sofu achzar alav, yachzor achshav nami yachzor v'yitlena. So let's explain. So what is the point of the word? What are the words of the Gemara of Abaye? Avo be'achrayis lo, meaning what? Here it says ein yachal achzar be'achrayis lo. Yachal achzar. What's the svar that we see in Rashi? The svar is hove sofu achzar olav. Since I would get the money back anyway, let's compare a little bit the lashonos of Rashi elsewhere on this. Rashi thinks suvis. Afil be'achrayis nami ve'ena yochel achzabo machmas asikin v'lo amrinan sof sof alei hadar v'atruchei dayan ilamalan. Atruchei dayan ilamalan. Why should I have to bother the dayan? Rashi's lashon in the Bamitzia. Afagav the sof sof alei hadar. Rashi is explaining in the Igad Amri what the svara that he's arguing on the Igad Amri. Afagav the sof sof alei hadar ein yachal achzabo shamochem ma'akiv olav v'lo motzi omar hu. And the lokeach Shimon can say ho v'sof chalishan li ma'osai, since you're going to ultimately have to pay me my money back since it was achrayis here. Hashta de biyadi a'akfem. Now that I have it, I might as well hold on to it. So that would be the reason why the first lashon would say that he can be chozer, meaning what? Meaning he can hold on to his money. So what's the kamash malan of the second Igad Amri? No. What does the Reuven say back to him? That's not a taina. It's a new taina we're coming up with. A new svara that Shimon should be able to hold on to his money. And he hasn't paid the money. So Tosus points out from Rashi, Rashi doesn't say it over here, but Rashi says it in the other places, that he hasn't paid the money yet, so he should be able to hold back from paying, because he has a taina of what? I'm holding on the money because you're going to have to give it back to me anyway. Once it's established to be not yours. So why matriach the dayanin? That's called that bachrayis. It's different. You could be chose. Keep that in mind. That's the svara. And what's the reason why the Ikadami argues on this? Because the person says achvi tirfach v'ashalim lach. What does that mean? Here we have the Rashi here. Achvi amale mocher. What is he saying? In other words, show me the evidence that Beis Din seized it from you, and then I'll pay you. In other words, nothing's happened yet. This is not a good taina. Your taina is, I'm going to have to get the money back from you anyway, so I might as well just hold on to it now. He says, no. Meanwhile, it hasn't happened yet. Rashi says in Bamitsia a couple more words. Kishyameducha v'yisko bedin v'yichtavucha hadan shtar toref alai shebedin tarfua. When there'll be the document by Beis Din that will say that they had a right to take it away from you, then bo v'ashalim lach v'kol kama delo marata bedin, until you have that, eini yari mehem, I'm not afraid of them. Rashi says in Ksuvis, "Achvi tirfach shtartifah mi Beis Din shekosvu chas yatsa sad miyatcha bedin betachz v'asham lach the kozman shel yatsa miyatcha." So long as the land has not been seized from you, lo sham shahabi orin shein zochin bedin. What are we dealing with? People who claim that it's theirs, so they're going to come and make a case. So maybe they'll win, maybe they won't win. So I'm not afraid of that. When it happens, then it's established that's the reality. But you have no time now to hold on to the money. So that's the shaila here. In other words, do you have a taina that I'm holding on to the money since I have the achrais, and therefore I'm going to get the money back from you when it's established that the sadeh was not yours to sell? A couple of things to think about. So again, we're working with the premise, as Tosfos already notes from Rashi, that you have not paid any money yet. And again, what do we have in the statement of Abaye? If it's not biachrayis, start from the beginning of Abaye's statement. If it's not biachrayis, so then what? If he hasn't made a kinyan, so then what has to be? He has to, what? And then what? Then yachol achzabo, then he has the right to not pay the money. Because he hasn't acquired the karka yet. Misha achzikba. Once he's made a kinyan, then in yachol achzibo, he can't back off, meaning he has to pay. Why? Because it's shulabach reis. Why would he want to back away? Because of Mekach Tos. Because I didn't expect it to be land that's going to have people arguing on that land that's their land. That's a kind of Mekach Tos. So, Achu Echzik Ba, he has a right to back away because of the claim of Mekach Tos. Misha Echzik Ba, he can't claim Mekach Tos. All this, why not? Because we'll tell him. The mocha will say, "This is these are terms. Shlo b'achrayis, b'achrayis." So now we have a new svar. First lashon of the gemara, b'achrayis lo. B'achrayis, he can back away. Says Rashi, "What's the svar?" He can say, "I'm holding on to this money. Why? Because I'm going to have to get it back from you regardless. I'll hold on to the money." What do you need a new svar now? Let's stop for a second. Why would you have wanted to back away? Back off? Why? We said a minute before. What's your taina? Mekach Tos. So what's the counter argument to you? What do you mean? You bought it knowing that it could have issues. But that's Shul Bachreis. That's the term. Those are the terms. That's Shul Bachreis. No, Bachreis, that time of Chaisa de Katri Sabbath Vekavis doesn't apply, right? So let the reason be that the reason that the Achrayis lo, doesn't say anymore what the Tain is, the Achrayis lo. But Rashi, we see from Rashi as he explains the Ve'iga de Amri. Therefore, don't come with your argument that says, well, I'm holding on to the money because I'm going to get back the money from you anyway, so I'm not going to bother Beis Din. Let's leave that Svara out of the picture. Bachrayis, you have a Mekachtos argument. You don't have a counter argument to that. What are you going to say? Pasha Pshat here, what do you think?
Buying about fires just gives you the expectation that either way you won't lose money. So here, you still have.
He's saying good, Aaron. He's saying that the Mekachtos would not be a tain here. Because manafshach, you're not going to lose. That's what am I asking? Let the Svara of Mekachtos be your reason to back off. That's what we talk until now. So why would you want to? Why do you want to back away and not pay the money here? Because of Mekachtos, I didn't expect it to have land that people are going to stake claim to. That gufa is a toast, right? Not that we know it's gzula, but the fact that there's people saying that it's theirs, that makes it Mekachtos. I don't want to buy land that has a sikin on it. So that svara of Mekachtos is only shalom achrayis. By achrayis, so manafshach, it's going to manafshach, nothing to worry about because you have your protection. If your protection is there, then it's not a mekachtos. The fact that there's a sikin, what does a sikin going to mean? Big deal. So what's worst that's going to happen is they'll get it, and then you'll get money back. So then the argument that it's a faulty sale because it's misrepresented because it has people claiming that it's theirs, the achrayis, that is not as grounds for mekachtos. Because follow the track. What would be the worst case scenario is that they'll take it and they'll win and then I'll get back. So therefore, the mekachtos is a function of the very fact that the land is disputed land. Why is disputed land a reason to make a case of mekachtos? Only shelo be'achrayis. Because lemaisa, what's going to happen is it could end up being taken away and then I'm not going to have any recourse and therefore the very fact that you have disputed land isn't grounds for mekachtos. So that's why we need to counter that argument with saying, yeah, but because it's shelo be'achrayis, so therefore you understand that could be the case. Now, just to mention it right now, we have to keep this in mind. Lemaisa is a sugyan, we'll come to it soon again, but sugyan baba basa. Lemaisa, if it's taken away because it's gzula, so what's the halacha? Shelo b'achrayis. Do you get your money back or not? So in Svar, we would all think, of course, right? But lemaisa, it's machog is a papa of Zvid in baba basra, in Dalit. And Rav Zvid holds that no, lemaisa shelo b'achrayis means even in a case of nimsa she'ena shelo, afo pekin, you gave the money, and you understand that kilo was not kamatana. In other words, I gave you the money, and whatever it's going to end up being, that's it. That's all part of shelo b'achrayis. Okay, but here we're talking about you haven't given the money yet. So the question is, you haven't given the money. You want a taina mekachtos. What's mekachtos? Because disputed land. I don't want to buy disputed land. So it's a misrepresentation on the sale itself. So where does that taina make sense? Shelo b'achrayis. So that's the chidush of the first part of Abaye, that when it was kinyan was made already, kozman kinyan wasn't made. So okay. So now there's a dispute. There's dispute on this land. Of course, I'm not paying you money. Mekachtos. Good. You walk away. Once you made the kinyan, this is all derech Rashi. You made the kinyan, so now you want to be able to withhold payment after you already took title of the land. You own it. I mean, the first case you didn't own it yet, so I forget mekachtos. It's done. You're walking away. You never bought anything. Okay, it's even more than before mekachtos. You walked away. You never bought it. Say it. That's pashut. The chidush will have to be the next part. Okay, maybe Gami Mishapara could be the chiddush in the first part. Maybe not. Shiloh, there's any grounds to even have a chiddush there. But the Iker chiddush seems to be that once you kone it, So then you want to tie the mekach toes, because I didn't want to have land that would have disputes on it. So the chiddush is no. The amalei chayzer kavis of the kavis. You know, you're going into this, the fact that it could be, there could be issues. Afal pikein, you're accepting that. You don't know what's in it. You don't know there could be issues here with this land. Shelo b'achrayis means you understand. Who knows what could be? And as I noted, and if it gets taken away after you pay, you don't get reimbursed. So therefore, there's no ground for mekach toes either. Continues the Gemara. Shelo b'achrayis. That's correct. But b'achrayis, lo. What was our question? Bechrayis lo, maybe simply because there you have mekach toes grounds. There's no counter svara of savis v'kablis. No, but there's no mekach toes grounds because you're going to get your money back. So what's the problem? There's no problem to make an issue about. That's what Ari's saying. It's good. So what is the svara? So let's go with the Rashi's. Yeah, Al, go ahead.
Can't Shimon claim that he wants the land more than the money?
Let Shimon claim what?
You'd rather have the land as
opposed to... Yeah, understand, but yeah, but the problem with the land, what does he want by saying there's a problem with land mekach toes, always going to get us the money back. So the problem is not enough of a problem to avoid the sale, because regardless, you get your money back. That's my point. You get your money back regardless. So the problem can't be worse than what would be built into your protection. If your protection is to get the money back, then the problem can be that you're gonna lose. You're not gonna lose. The reason why there could be a svar mekach toes is dafka shelo b'achrayis. I don't want land that's disputed, and I haven't paid yet. So I'm not paying for this. I even though I was konet. So this is the svar, and then that so you have to come with a new svar. So what's the new svar? That b'achrayis. Says Rashi, there you could say it's going to get taken away anyway. You're going to have to get back the money. So instead of having to pay you and you give me back the money, I'm holding on to the money. Nusva. That's the Chumash Malah. No, according to the Ikad Yamri, Ach V'Tirch V'Shalom Loch, I'm not afraid it may not happen. They may not win. According to the first Lashon, what's the Chumash Malah HaGemar? What's the Pshat? Because Bachrayis, you could be Chozer. You could be chozer. Is that the way to speak? The lashon is mishehechzik ein yochelachzer, right? V'dafke shelo b'achrayis. I'm a b'achrayis lo. So what does it sound? B'achrayis what? You could be chozer. Being chozer sounds like being chozer from what? From the sale. It sounds like the svara is mekach tos. What's the svara the Rashi is inserting into the Gemara? That b'achrayis what? B'achrayis lo. That you're saying, I'm holding the money rather than giving it to you and getting it back. How does that fit the words of the Gemara? The Gemara's words of Achrayis Lo means we don't say the Ein Yochel Achzer. It could be Chozer. What's that being Chozer? It's not being Chozer from the Mekach, it's holding on to the money. So I think the answer lies in the diuk of the words of Rashi. Look at the lashon of Rashi again. Ikadam fiu b'achrayis nami diyeshulom afiu kibu achrayis of diyeshulomar. Hole b'sofu lachzer alav achshav nami yachzar v'yitlena. Translate for me those words. Since of lachzer alav achshav nami yachzar v'yitlena. The Rashing Suvist uses the Russian Vormin Sof Alehada Atruche Dayani Lamalan. That's what it comes down to. Rashi in Bamitsia, in Yachalaz, is Mochamakiv, Matsiyama Hom Savro Shalim, Ashta de Biyadi Aakven. Now, of course, that's the issue. He wants to hold on to the most. But my problem was why the Russian of the Gemara sounds like you can be chozer on the mekach. It's the issue of keeping the money, not being chozer on the mekach. So the answer, Rashi is sensitive to that here. Rashi says, "Ho b'sof l'achzalav, achshav nami yachzav yitlena." Translate the words, yitlena. What's the yitlena? What's yitlena going on? Who's yachzor v'yitlena? Who's yachzor? And what's Yitrena? Reuven should now what? Be chozer and take back the land. So Rashi is explaining Shimon's holding on to the money in the form of Reuven's taking back the land. So how does that connect? So the answer is pashut, because for Shimon to say, I'm holding on to the money because otherwise I have to give it to you, I'm going to get it back, so why bother Beis Din? But Shimon cannot be justified holding on to the money unless he surrenders the land. He can't have both. You know, it's pashut. For Shimon to hold on to the money, he has to give the land back. So from that perspective, it's b'achrayis lo, b'achrayis he's chozer, meaning it's not a bit a mekach toast type of svar. It's a svar that I can hold on to the money, but by holding the money, I have no right to the land. So b'meila, I have to give back the land. So in that way, it's practically speaking, it's chozer. It's chozer. He's chozer from this whole transaction. It's not through the prism, through the mehalach of mekach toast. It's through the mahalach of I made a kenyan, but I'm not gonna have to go through the motions of giving you the money only to have to get it back eventually when the Orin win the Din Torah. So a new svara is now emerging in the Gemara, according to Rashi, that the achrayis hayos, that since you're gonna end up having to give me back the money later, so I'm holding on like kiyu now because things are gonna play out and you're gonna have to give back the money anyway. So to the extent that I'm holding on the money, so what do I have to do in the meantime? Obviously, I have to give back the land. So the svara is the same svara. It's the svara of why matriach the Beis Din and so on. He have to give me back later anyway. So, but Rashi says therefore yachzav yetrena. So it's going to have to be from holding on the money. You're going to have to take the land back. I can't keep the land and the money at the same time. So again, let's get the picture of the sugya according to Rashi. Again, so a few things. The money has not been paid. The question is, was there a kenyan? If there was no kenyan, no money, so then that sounds obvious. Then yachal achzabo, nothing happened. Good. I mean, before mekachtos, nothing happened. Misha achzikba, once there's a kenyan made, which the Gemara defines as daisha mitzvi, which is a form of kenyan chazaka. The Gemara gave one example. So then, ein yachal achzabo, there's no grounds to be chozer. What would have been the grounds that he would have had to be chozer? The grounds of mekachtos. Mekachtos means land that is disputed. I'd never wanted to buy land that's disputed. That's the race of the land that would make mekachtos. And the reason why that is not grounds of mekachtos, to the extent that I don't have to pay for the money for the land that I purchased with and I already made a kenyan on, is because the counter argument is, you know this. That's why it's so b'achrayis. You understand that there could be issues. So that's not grounds of mekachtos. According to the first lashon of the Gemara, were it to be b'achrayis, that would be different. Why would it be different? So we said maybe it's different because then I have an argument in mekachtos, because you don't have the svara of Sabbath v'kabbos. But we said no, that wouldn't be a svara because it's b'achrayis and there's no race at all that's disputed because you have your achrayis anyway. Okay, so what's the svar that would be? So Rashi explains, the svar would be that I'm holding on to the money, since anyway I would get the money back from you. So I'm holding on to the money. What is that called that by achrayis I'm chozer? Because by holding the money, I obviously have to surrender the land. So yachzav yetrena, so you've got to take the land back. So that's the first lashon of Abaye. So then in the case of achrayis, there's this new svar that justifies holding on to the money that I haven't paid yet, even though it's kona the land, but since there's achrayis is pending, and therefore rather than have to give it to you and have to get it back from you, I'll keep it now. Second. And the second lashon disagrees and says no. That achvitircha v'shalim lach. In other words, meanwhile, the Din Torah hasn't run its course, and the Reuven has a taina to say, listen, I trust that I'm going to win in the Din Torah. So therefore, only if and when it comes to the point that it gets seized and I see documentation, it says, then I give you achrayis. You can't use the achrayis that I give you as already somehow a license to hold on to the money because of the terms of achrayis. Terms of achrayis only kick in at the point that there's been a tirfa, but not at an earlier point that there's a pending tirfa. It's a pending collection, maybe, based on what's going to be in the Torah. No, I'm not afraid of them. Many people are not, they're not, they might not come out ahead and in. Therefore, at this point, you have to pay me. Yeah, it's okay, answer the question.
Sorry, I just missed. What was the reason why we can't say
Mekach Tov here? So I'm thinking because the Mekach Tov is the flaw in the land is the fact Mekach means there's a flaw in the thing I'm purchasing. What's the flaw? The flaw is that there's an error on the land. Why is an error on the land a problem? Because you may lose the land, and if you lose the land, so then you'll have a monetary loss. That's only Shiloh b'achrayis. The achrayis, losing the land, doesn't cost you anything because you always have recourse to get money back. So therefore, it's not called a race to begin with, not called a flaw in the sale. So the issue is something else. Why do I have to pay now if I'm going to get money back from achrayis? So the terms of achrayis can allow me to hold on to the land now even before the Din Torah runs its course. But obviously, by doing that, I have to give the land back. And the other lashon says, ach v'tirch v'v'shalim v'ach, in other words, meanwhile, the court has not ruled in their favor. So therefore, you pay me meanwhile because you bought the land legitimately, and there's no new svar. They can hold on to the money and give back the karak. There's another question. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The whole svar about the achrayah is low. That's predicated on.
Well, that's the second. That's Gufo what the Shal is. According to the second Lashon, that's exactly the counter argument. In other words, since it hasn't happened yet, so you cannot make this claim that since there's a pending judgment that would allow. That would mean achrayis, that would kick in achrayis at that point. So I can already use the schus of achrayis that I have to get back money from you to hold the money in the meantime. Now that's the svar. Since the way things are looking right now, so you see what would happen is you'd have to reimburse me. So then I'm already holding the money now. Why bother the dayanim later on to get the achrayis later on? That's the time of ach v'tirch v'ashalach. It could be that the first svar holds that the din of achrayis allows even since I'm guaranteeing the field. So maybe that means that even to the extent that right now you have money that would be coming back to you if they take it, so you can also go in now and hold on to it based on the terms of achrayis. Maybe that's also included in what achrayis would allow. Maybe that's good for the shaila.
Doesn't so.
Sof sof alei hadar. No, sof sof alei hadar. So, since achrayis gives you the right to come back and get reimbursed, so achrayis should also give you the right to hold on to the money meanwhile, and surrender the field. Since right now there's a pending judgment that could very well end up with your ability to come back against the mocher. And get back the money. So therefore, I should hold out the money now. That Rashi added those words in Ksuvos, maybe for that reason. Maybe he's bothered by your point that why should bother Dayanim? Rashi says, "Atruche hadar atruche Dayani lamalon." The Lord means sof sof alei hadar v'atruche Dayani lamalon. You want to know what's the nekuda that differentiates the first and the second lashon? What do they? You know what separates them? Why does the first lashon think of it one way? That there is a sof that he's got to come back against and get back the achrayis. So therefore, he should hold on to the money now. And the other argument is no, it hasn't happened. So like again, it's okay. So what's the nekudas of achokus? Is what you think you're asking? No, I understand practically. But why does the first lashon hold that he has the schus to hold on to the money in the meantime? Even though it hasn't happened yet, and the second lashon says no, it hasn't happened yet. So meanwhile, give back pay the money. You want to know like what's underneath this machogus? I hear it could be it's a machogus whether achrayis itself grants that schus as well. Just like there's a schus achrayis to reimburse, maybe the schus achrayis also says that in a case where it's pending, that it should come to that.
You should be able to hold on to the money. Don't know exactly. It's a good shagel. What's the nekuda here? But at least we have the picture. The picture is the first step, to get the picture, according to Rashi, of the sugya. There's a lot of things that are going to be changing when we see the other pshat of Tosis and other Rishonim. So according to Rashi, this is the mahalach. Again, there was no money paid for the field. The issue from the beginning has to do with whether you have to pay or not. The issue of Daisha Mitzri is the kinyan, chazaka. So long as there was no kinyan chazaka that was made, so then there's no purchase that took place, so you can walk away. Once there was a kinyan that was made through the chazaka, so then you're required to pay for the field, and you can make a claim of mekach tos, because since it was Shuol Bachrayis, that's what it all means. So you're taking a risk, and that's the nature of the contract. But the shayla of the two Rishonim is, what if it be Bachrayis? If it would be Bachrayis, so the svar mekach tos, we said we wouldn't have, as we explained. Because you don't quote out a reisa that there's people that are disputing the land if you have Achrayis built in anyway. But the issue is, since Achrayis means, as Rashi says, since Achrayis means that you are, you know, that you're entitled to get money back, so therefore, you have a schus, meanwhile, to say, why bother Dayanim later on? Let me hold on to the money now and not pay it, since anyway I'll be getting the money back from you. If I do that, obviously that means I'm de facto being chozer on the mechira to the extent that you have to take the karka back now, because if I'm holding the money, then I can hold the karka and the money. Kamash Malena, with the second Russian, disagrees and says, no, I have confidence that I'll be victorious in the din, and therefore, meanwhile, you have to pay because you purchased the land. What will be afterwards will be afterwards. Yeah.
Would it be a problem to try to maybe I'm totally misunderstood the cases, but would it be a problem to try to understand it that the first case is basically saying it's one din? So basically,
which first case are you talking about?
Hey. Sorry, the first lashon.
First lashon, Bachrayis. Yeah.
So in that case, sir, according to that shita, it's one din until that din is finished. Then basically everything just remains as it is. Shimon holds onto the money, remaining whatever happens with the field. The second case in the meantime, the second sheet in the meantime, is basically holding that it's smaller cases which are happening. And after each one is happening, so for example, first the case is on the Achrayi, first the case is on like the Chazaka, the sale, so that Shimon has to pay. Then the case is, so once that happens, so then Shimon has to pay, whatever. Then the next case is that there's a Achrayi, so Reuben has to reimburse Shimon.
And what does the first lesson say?
First lesson is just like one big case.
But what do you mean it's one case? What does that mean exactly? It's one case.
One large din Torah that we're judging Achrayis, and it's not Pankinon in that case.
I mean, I'm saying, but it's hard to imagine it's Mamish went in Torah. There's Achrayis is the terms of our contract, if the land is seized. And the other issue is the issue of whose land is it? You're saying somehow they have to look at the two, maybe you don't look at two cases in isolation, you see them as integrated in some way. Here we're trying to say a little bit. And saying somehow, I look at everything somehow as connected, and therefore I can more readily use the leverage of one against the other. Okay, I don't know for sure. There's another question I want to think about in this Gemara, as follows. This land could be stolen, right? This land could be stolen. There are people saying it's theirs. Now, it may very well be, as I noted before, the Gemara in Baba Basra and Dalet, Rav Zvid holds that if a person pays for land, and it turns out that it really was stolen, and Reuven the Mocher had no right to sell it. So if we hold it like Rav Zvid, so Shelo Bachrayis even means that case. That the Maaser, the Lekeach is out of luck, the money would be like a matana, and he has no recourse. I understand. Yeah? But to the extent that money hasn't been paid, if you have land that is not does not belong to the mocher, okay, is there any cause to require a buyer, shelo bachrayis, to have to pay for land that is not owned by the mocher? Nothing at all, right? Correct? Nothing at all. It's not yours to sell. If I buy it, and I paid you for it, and it was not bachrayis, and turns out it wasn't yours, no. That's part of the terms of a contract, even if it was, you know, shelo en mitzvah sheina shelo, shitas rav zvid, umaisa, that's the halacha. Shelo bachrayis, I lose out. That's if I paid for it. If I didn't pay for it, and umaisa, the land is not yours, you have no right to sell it to me. I don't owe you anything. Nothing's machayev me to pay. So I understand something very simple in this Gemara. If you have a suffik, would I owe you money? So I have money, so I can say, I'm not paying you. Suffik. So I understand something. In our Gemara, how can the Gemara say, Shelo b'achrayis, I have to pay money? I made a kinyan. What does a kinyan mean? A kinyan only is consequential if there's land that you sold me that you own that you could sell me. So then my kinyan makes it mine, acquires it for me, right? But if the land is really belonging to those people making the argument that it's theirs, it belongs to them, then the kinyan is zero. It's nonsense. It means nothing. It's not yours to sell. So in a chinami, the extent that maybe I paid you the money, so you end up walking away with the money because kacha zeh, shelo b'achrayis, I know I'm throwing money at, giving money to you regardless of whether I'm entitled to the field or not, so maisa, you keep the money. But if I haven't given you the money yet, as we're establishing fi Rashi, the money was not paid. So how can we say in the Gemara that in Yachal Achzebo, there are people who say the land is theirs? So I'm telling you, I'm keeping the money for a simple reason. And Shelo b'achrayis. And here it's, the Gemara says, Kedava Pasha, that Ein Yachal Achzebo, I have to pay. What do I have to pay? You may not be entitled to sell this land. How can I pay you? Why should I pay you? The Kenyan, big deal. Kenyan now till tomorrow. It's not a Kenyan. If it's not your land, it's not a Kenyan. I didn't acquire it. And I haven't paid yet. What's Machayim me to pay you? It might not be your land at all. What are we missing in this Gemara? Now that we made a good landing on the Gemara, right? Gemara Rashi. All we did so far. Just push it. Connect the dots, touch the Gemara. What are we missing? There are people who say the land is not Reuven's. If the land is in Reuven's to sell, then nothing has transpired just because I made a Daish HaMitzri, I made a Chazakah, nothing's happened. I haven't been Kona land if it's not yours to sell me. And if it's not yours to sell me, I don't owe you one penny. So the fact that we made a deal that I have to pay you $100 for this land and I made a kinyan is not mechayev me to pay you what we said because it's not yours to sell. So, bechlal, how can we say in Yochel Arzabo, hamotz mechavel v'ray, I'm not paying you anything. I found this kasha of Shimishkov, asked the kasha with that answer. The last piece of Simon Yud Beis, Oth Gimel, then you get a piece, a small little Ha'aranar Gemara. Yatzalah Asikin, Pirish Rashi Orin, Loma Shalanuhi. So what is the tine of the Orin? Mashma, Shetornim, Heim, Shegazluha, Shegzulahi, that the land is Gezula. No, in fact, Rav Shimon Shkap, Lefima Shekosvutosis, that it's talking below Nasan Mos, and so is Mashma from Rashi. Mainaf Gemina ben Achrayis, Shelo b'achrayis. No, the first lesson is Bachrayis. Oh, then I can keep the money. Shelo Bachrayis, we started by saying, I have to pay the money. The Af Shelo Bachrayis, the man is Chayev Ritein Moos. Came in the Ena Sada Shelo. Ayidei man is Chayev Alokeach Ritein Kesef. The Doche Glomer, the Nischayev, Ayidei Kinyan Suda, Levad Kinyan Asada, Vitzaroch Iyon. He doesn't use the word Hamotz Mechavel Avarai, but that seems to be the thrust of what he's saying. What's Mechayiv me to pay if the land is a Sadek Zula? Yes?
Just a clarification. Why are we assuming the Orin are right?
So I think you're giving Sheilas Chacham Chassid Shuv. I think you're onto the answer here. You're quite right. How do we know the Orin are right? In other words, and that's in the Achvi Tirfach was saying that in the... So I think that's the Pesach to answer this kasha too. But you still have to flesh out your answer. We don't know it's Gezula. Let's keep it in mind. In other words, this is really the litmus test to understand the sugya. The extent that there's a time of Mekachtos, the Mekachtos is not that it's Gezula. The Mekachtos is that it's disputed land. And that gufa is the mum. The mum in the land is that's disputed. But disputed doesn't mean that it belongs to the Orin. We don't know. So therefore, that's the beginning of the answer. So What's Rav Shimon's kasha here? What's mechay me to pay the money in a case of their orin that say it's stolen land? So you're saying, oh, but we don't know it's stolen. So now, flesh out. So what? But what was my argument? How can I pay? That's why I put those words into Rav Shimon. He'd say, I'm not paying your money. I only owe you money if you legitimately sold me the land. But if it's not really yours to sell, I don't owe you anything. So how can you make me pay right now? So now, follow up. So now what must be the terrors? I think that Mishima Chazonish, I saw this. I didn't have a chance to see it inside. I don't know if it's here. What seems to be the answer? So you're right. It's not for sure Gzula. So what is the presumption? Ari Binyamin?
It's his right now.
The presumption is it's his. He sold it. For all we know, it's his. There is this chashash, there's this error. What does Hamotz Mechvel of Raya mean? What does it have to be in order to say Hamotz of Raya? To say I can hold on to my money, I don't have to pay you. What's the context of Hamotz Mechvel of Raya? What's the context of that rule? What has to exist? If I buy a field, I can say I'm keeping the money Hamotz Mechvel of Raya. What does it mean to say Hamotz Mechvel of Raya? What has to exist? A suffix has to exist. I would argue in response to this kasha, we don't have a suffix here. We have orin. We have people tying upstairs. That doesn't mean that there's a suffix whether Reuven owned the land and whether Shimon has to pay the money. As far as what we can see in front of us, Shimon has to pay the money. Shimon bought a field that Reuven owned because Reuven sold it to him, and as far as we know, it's Reuven's, Becheskes Reuven. He made a kinyan, he owes the money. The Mekach Tos Taina is a following. But because there are Orin on the field, that's the Reisa, that's the mum in the field, there are Orin. That's why I want to back away. So we say, B'shelo B'achrayis, you understand there could be issues. So therefore, that's not a Taina Mekach Tos. What I'm asking now is, Shimon should say, I'm not paying because misafik, I'm holding on to my money because misafik, it's gzula. No one said it's a suffix zula. No one said we have suffix zula here. We have orin on the field. And yet, again, biachrayis, there is still, so you have to sort of finesse it here, we still have the svara that to the extent that there is a pending, you know, the Torah that could determine that the field is gezula. Again, even though we don't have a lay that's a suffix in terms of Motzei V'raya, where to be shalom b'achrayis, there's nothing to talk about. I owe the money. But having said that, we still have to balance that with the rest of the Gemara. Having said, this is why it's sort of a little bit of balancing act. Having said that, it's not a suffix here that Shimon should be able to say, I'm not paying for the field mi suffix because it may not be yours. We don't say that. No, presumably it is Reuven's, and presumably Shimon owes money for what he purchased from Reuven. But having said that, since there is a pending din Torah, and if it were to be Be'achrayis, says the first lesson of the Gemara, and should the din Torah result in a psak that the Orin are correct, and the land will get seized, and then Shimon will have to come against Reuven and get reimbursed, so Shimon should still have the right, according to the first lesson of the Gemara, to hold on to his money, according to Rashi, the svara will be because since Sofa allows the Rolov, and I'll get reimbursed from you then, so I'm going to hold on to it now and give you back the land in the meantime, even though we haven't yet established the Vados that the Orin are right. The second Lashon disagrees on that point and says, no, Achvitich Vashayim Lach, it happens, then I'll pay you, but meanwhile you have to pay me the money. So you have to understand, maybe even more so, why that first Lashon of the Gemara, according to Rashi, it's a schus he has to hold on to the money because Sofa allows the Rolov, even though Sofa allows the Rolov is in fact, you know, hasn't come yet, and Vaharaya hasn't come yet, because that's why by Shalom Be'achrayis I can't make a claim on Motzei V'raya. It's not a suffix. It's not a suffix, Zula. It's Orin on a field. That could have been caused from Mekach Tos. That's the response of, no, that's not a Reisa because Chayisa Dekit Rishabes V'Kablis. So you're going in knowing you can have such a Reisa. Therefore, that's not a cause of Mekach Tos. But the Mekach Tos cause is the Orin's matzav that we have in front of us. But a real suffix Zula I don't have to the extent that I can hide behind a Moshe Varaya. And yet, there is a Svar B'Achrayis that I can hold on to the money as leverage, because meanwhile, maybe I'm going to have to come back to you afterwards, so therefore I'm going to hold on to it now. Yeah?
There's a reason why there's a presumption that the Orin are wrong is because they have their own house made from Arlo Arayah. So until then, we know it's Bavadalis and Ruben.
I don't have to say anything like that. Just say, because we don't know if they're right. Hechetesi. Like, why should you assume that it's Orin? Fine. But the presumption is that Ruben had a field, he sold it to Shimon, he had a right to sell it. Orin or Orin? Why should he give them benefit of the doubt?
No, meaning Ruben says to them, I want to make a marijuana.
Yeah. Well, so that's why it's Ruben. Well, it's not like they're not, yeah. I mean, stop. Kaka b'cheskos bo'le el medes, whatever. They say that the history here, Ruben stole it or whatever, or stolen from before Ruben, whatever they're saying. It's not clear what the nature of the era is. Okay, this is the picture of the sugya lefi Rashi. Let's see how Tosis argues with Rashi and what Tosis presents as an alternative pshat. Zok Tosis, first of all, Yafsel Asikin, the first Tosis. What is the mean Asikin? Perish Orin. Okay, the people who are disputing. Rashi in another place gives you the Lashon Asikin from the Pasuk in Parshas Toldos. What does Rashi say? Is it in Ksuvis? Rashi says it, Bavit Sir, Rashi says it. Yeah. Kimo his asku imo, ki his asku imo. Over it, okay. To quarrel. So Tos says that's what it means. Avo ein lefarsh anasin, meaning the gangsters, stam people, mobs. You know, just want to take away the land. Dim kein afil b'achrais. Nishehachzik ba mayochel achza. We say b'achrais according to the first lashon of Avai b'achrais he could be chozer. But that's only possible if you learn asikin to mean orin. Avo, if it means anosim, then mayachol arzel emolei mazol chagora. He can say mazol chagora. It's your bad luck. What does Tosus need to come out to mazol chagora? I mean, what does he mean? L'chora achrayis means that I guaranteed if it gets established that the sale wasn't legitimate. The sale was legitimate. Elamai, some people were mafia came and took away the land. That Shaykh to Mayach Rais. Like Tosus puts words into the Mocha's mouth. Mazol Chagaram. I mean, it's done. Tosus should say, it can't mean anasim, because then feel Bach Rais, a Mayach Alavzer. Achrais doesn't ensure from mafia, Christ ensures. From if it's a defect, it's something I have no right to sell it. What?
So when you sell the Christ, you're selling a condition that if anything in my past.
Okay, well, this is not. That's exactly my question. It's not my past. It's a new schatzis of later on. I think that's exactly my point. If it's pashtus, a Christ is something that's from the past. But if I so that means if it's a sadik zula, or if I took a chol, for example, a Christ typically is for if the balchov is going to come and collect. So that has to do with my history. So if it's my history that's going to come to haunt you, I'm going to cover your loss. But this is not based on my past. This is based on something that has something to do with me. So why even do you have to speak about a defense of Mazal Chagara? Mistama the pshat would be, I think, that maybe Achrayis could also, you could have thought Achrayis means, I'm doing all I can to establish that the Mekach will stay by you. Just like today, can imagine such a thing. Sometimes they'll even insure, if there'll be theft, right, for the future. It's like insurance for what? Nothing to do with, something, that's in the past. Something will happen, I'm guaranteeing it. So I want to make sure that you are happy with your sale, customer satisfaction, and you should be able to hold on to it. I may have asked them, right? That's achrais. No, not if it's a situation like anasin, because mazal chagaram, that's not part of Achrayis. You know, Hagufa, because Mazocha Garm, it's like I'm throwing it at you. That's not part of my cheshbin. That you had bad luck. They have it in for you. That's not part of what I have to do. So Tosus says, therefore, the pshat has to be Asikin means Orin. Good. Mishehachzik ba, en yachal achza. So this is what it continues with. That once there's a chazaka, which is going to define in a minute as Daesh HaMitzvi, then ein yachol achza. Then Shimon has no recourse to back away from the sale. The perikama de bamitzia pirish Rashi afagav shelo nasan mos. The karka nikneis b'chazaka. So Tosus quotes because Rashi doesn't really spell it out. The Tosis brings from Rashi Bamitzia that the case is that he hasn't paid. And now, why Mishachzik Ba'in Yochel Achzor, which means that he has to pay? Because of the Chazakah, Kinyan Chazakah. So now the land is acquired with the Kinyan Chazakah. And therefore, you're Mechuyev to pay. And Yochel Achzor, you're Mechuyev to pay for what you purchased. Tosis has four questions on Rashi. The question, first of all, Fektosis. Amay Nokat Chazakah Yoser Mikesef Ushtar. There's many, the Mishnah Kedushin tells us that karka is niknes in three methods. What are the three methods that you can acquire karka with? Kesef, shtar, chazaka. So the issue here is that once you're koner the land, so then in yochel achzor, so why pick the kinyan chazaka more than the other two? There's other kinyanim. There's kesef, there's shtar. When Tosfos mentions kesef, you might wonder here, wait a second. Kesef. But obviously, we're talking about what? What's the case? Rashi, he said, quote Rashi a second before. Rashi says, you didn't pay it. So the issue is, in yochel achzor, and you have to pay. So then what does it mean, kesef? Kesef, if the case is that you haven't paid, and the issue is that you now have to pay, then kesef is obviously not, you haven't paid for the field, and it's only shtar. What does it mean, kesef is shtar? To say it's lav dafka, I don't think that's correct. Mistama the pshat is because we know that the kinyan kesef does not require that you pay anything more than how much to be koneh of a kesef. How much do you have to pay? Not the full amount. You shave a pruta. You pay a pruta. And the rest becomes like a kiwi, you owe that money. It's like alva. Zakfin benove. It was the kinyan kesef, you don't have to give the full shavius. There's a shaila, this famous achronim, discuss whether that kesef kinyan is part of the price or not part of the price. We had a kedushin's man, sma, chuli, whether it's kesef shivui, kesef kinyan. Okay, that's a separate machok. But it's clear that once you give the, you could call it a first down payment, assuming it's kesef's part of the price, but meanwhile the rest hasn't been paid. You owe the balance. But the kinyan is affected with the pruta. So Tosus therefore could be bedafka. Tosus means, so why discuss the kinyan here as being chazaka? You have three methods of kinyan by karka and two other methods, kesef and shtar. You could have just as well said, once you pay the first pruta, so then en yachol achzor, meaning, and you have to pay the balance. Or you could have picked shtar. Once you have the shtar written and the kinyan shtar takes effect, so then you have to pay the en yachol achzor. So why dafka are we holding on to the kinyan of chazaka? It's kasha number one. The Ode, second Kashan Rashi, my kaboy me'emas havi chazaka. The Gemara goes on and asks, me'emas havi chazaka. Mas nisen hi per cheska sabate. Noal parat begadar. The Mishnah says, what is considered chazaka? So, what are we suddenly asking me'emas havi chazaka? We know in the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us what chazaka is. So why do we have to suddenly ask something which isn't before the Mishnah? It's Kashan number two. Va'od, third kasha. My kabay hacha tfei mi bishar duchtin. It's a separate kasha. Why are we asking him more than any other place? You know, we mentioned chazaka. So every time we have chazaka, we should say, what is chazaka? I give an example. So why are we asking this question over here? All this is pointing with direction of Tosis is going to go, that the chazaka we're discussing here is not the classic Kenyan chazaka, that we understand. There's something else, a whole separate picture in our sugya Tosis is going to have. And what's the fourth kasha? Oh, the daish amitzrei, amitzareha, mashma derisa be'alma, shaholech sovim hamitzarim. The Gemara says, what is meimas havi chazaka? Mihi daish amitzvi. Tosis takes that to mean when you're treading on the borders. So treading is not the same thing as no gadol parts. What does it mean? It's something different. It's a different vort. The whole sugya is a different sugya. We're not talking about kinyan chazaka. This is a kinyan chazaka. No, in defense of Rashi, obviously, and Rashi sounds like this in the other places too. Rashi learns that the daish mitzvah, in fact, is like no gadol parts. Rashi says in the third line of the top of Bava Tzia, Mechidai Shemitzvi, Mesakein Gvulei Aseda Umagbihan. Actually, it's very precise. Metakein, that's the word, of Chazaka, Tikkun. Mesakein, you're not just walking around the borders of the land. You're by doing this, you're elevating it, and that by creating an elevation, you're marking the borders, and by stepping on it, I guess in some way you're creating an elevation around it. That's like a nagado parat. That's a tikkun. Rashi lishitas so has no choice. Rashi learns that the chazaka here is the kinyan. Good. What about the other kashas of Tosis and the chanam? You have to be miyashet for Rashi. Why are we only asking here? But according to Rashi, this is a form of kinyan chazaka. Tosis, of course, disagrees. Tosis adds all these kashas, and the last kasha again is daish and mitzvah. Sounds like some kind of a walk, a little bit of a stroll around the edges of the kshada, but not a actual nagado parts. So what does Tosis say in contrast to Rashi? Nupshat in the Gemara. Nupshat completely. Says Tosis, v'nira lefarish, demayri shekina'o bekinyan gamur. The case is that you had a real kinyan to be kona the karka. What kinyan? B'chalipin. B'chalipin works for everything. B'talkin, karka, sudar. There was a swap. You gave the sudar, you were koned b'chalipin. O b'shtar. O b'chazaka. Then it tells us, O rafak b'purta. Now that's a little strange. The Russian is a little bit difficult. What is rafak b'purta? That means to shove a little bit, right? So what does it mean? O b'chazaka, o rafak b'purta. Rafak b'purta is itself a form of chazaka. I found in the Lashon of the Rush in Bava Tzia, maybe you can magia here as well, in the Rush, in Bava Tzia, Samin Lamed Ches, he says, Ne'emas havi chazaka, eizo chazaka shekavu chacham chazara achve shekvar kna, again, b'kinyan suder, o b'shtar, o b'chazaka, di rafak b'purta, with a dalet. The Dalit. So that makes more sense. Bechazaka of Rafak Baporta, there in the Hagos of the Pabuch Harifta, he says, Kolomar Bechazaka Shehu Kigon de Rafak Baporta. That would be much better. The Gersa that we have in our Tosis, I don't know what to say. Oh, Rafak Baporta. It means Chazaka such as Rafak Baporta. Why didn't Tosis say Kesef? So Tosis is going to say in a minute that but it could have been the Pruta, it could have been, like I said before, in Rashi. Okay, maybe Tosis didn't want to get involved with that detail. So Tosis just stayed away from Kesef. All right, so Tosis says, so really there was a Kenyan. Whatever, Chalipin, Chazaka, Shtar. Okay, so now, but separate from that, the Daito Shel Adam, Afa Pisha Kna'o B'Kenyan Gamur, even when the person was kona completely the land, but there's a new das built into a purchase of land, that specifically what? Im yetsu odorin yachal lachzebo kozman shel holach amitzvei hasada l'arka l'rachba liros in yanei hasada. V'hainu d'dayish amitzvei. So new gemara, quantitosis. We're not talking about the critical moment is that changes the halacha that you can't be chosen because you're kone the chazaka. No. You are kone with chazaka or shtar or chalit. But there's implicit das that a person should be want to be able to be chosen from this mechira, from this sale. Specifically, it sounds like Tosis based on what consideration would he want to be chosen? Based on if should what happen? Orin, that's what Tosis puts into our Gemara. It sounds like Tosis here at least, that it's not just for any reason. Oh, I'm going to back away. Tosis is mashma here, that he wants to be chozer. If there'll be Orin, I want to be able to have more confidence until that point. When I look at it and I feel comfortable with it, then I'm sort of willing to swallow what could come, if there'll be Orin that will combat it, that will dispute the land. I understand that that's the deal. So again, what's our case? Shelo b'achrayis, I already made a normal kenyan. As Tosa can say in a minute, I didn't pay. We'll get to that soon. But I might say I acquired the land. But I still reserve the right to be chozer until I have that extra measure of security that comes from Daish HaMitzvi. What kind of halacha is this exactly? What other parallels do we have to such an idea? So Tosis elsewhere equates it to what? To Asukim Ba'oseinyan, the concept of Tosis and Ksuvis. If we contrast a little bit to Tosis and Ksuvis, Tosis says, Vivam Mefarish, Ruvain Machasad Shimon, the Kanam Menachim Gamor, Achel Hechzik Ba'Osa Chazaka. No, Achel Hechzik, read the words. There was already a Kenyan. Could have been Chazaka, could have been Shtar, could have been Chalipit. Atu Hechzikba, what we're going to describe, that new level of security, that new Chazaka, this new concept that we're dealing with over here. Osa Chazaka Shetehei, Gilui Das, Chelo Yachal Achzar. You need this extra Gilui Das that shows I'm not turning away from this. Then until that point, Yachal Achzar. So the Tosfos in Ksuvos compares it to what? The Kiheicha de Tiknu Rabbanan. When the transaction is taking place, but they're still discussing the matter, even if the kinyan was actually done. It's not like freeze this frame right now, it's over. So long as they're still involved with the conversation misaviv to that transaction, there's still the ability to back away. Mipnei sheledas kein hukone umakne sheyachza kozman sheyirtza kozman shesugim ba'oseinyan. In other words, it's understood that so long as they're still in that conversation, there could still be a chance to opt out. Hachinami, says Tosfos and Ksuvos, daito lachzar in yetzer la'asikin kodem chazaka v'gilui daito. Mi shehechzik bo en yachal lachzar me'emes havi chazaka me'emes havi hahi chazaka damin goli daito shekibgo b'chol inyan. Those, what gives away your intention that at this point, whatever will be, will be, whatever will be with this, if there'll be a ruin and that will be afterwards, I'm a vater on anything I understand it could be, that's Michidaish HaMitzvi Leida Mahitzvich. So Tosis in Ksuvos is adding the point of Asukin Bo'Se'inyan as a mashal. But again, the Chazara seems to be based on that it could be Orin. The Rush in Bamitsia has another mashal that he brings on this. He says, Michidai, again, the Emes HaVichazaka there in the Rush. Again, he already acquired it. Bekinyan Sudra b'Shtar b'Chazaka. Mechidai Shem Mitzvi. Shaholach Savu Mitzvi Asad Liros V'Laman Alinyan Asad. Shekach Nohagu Hakonim. This is the minig that the people would do. L'Kayim Hamekach La'al Tebechem Nakinyanim. But then Ma'akev Hamos B'Yado. You're holding on to the money, reserving the right to still opt out. Ad shewat sheyelech liros inyan hasadeh imu ba'osa inyan sh'amalu hamocher. What's the extra security that you're getting? You want to see exactly what we, you know, it was sight unseen to some extent, or not quite, you know, maybe showed you a picture, but you want to see yourself. You want to walk around the field and get a good sense, personal comfort. Is it really what he described? So even though, you know, you're holding on to the money, you did a Kenyan. But you want to be able, now from the Rush, what do you get a sense? And it's only because of an error or even for some other concern. So it's not quite what you said, I'm backing out. From the Rush, it would sound like, not Dafka, from the issue of Asikin, of Orin. By us in Tosis, and I think Ksuvos as well, it sounds like this Umdina is specific about the issue of Orin. From the Rush, I think you would sense, no, like I'm reserving the right to still back out until I do that stroll around, that walk around. They call it a walkthrough, whatever, right? But it's after the Kenyan was made. Second, Alec. And then he continues, he says, Mitoch Shenigmar Hanekach Yotzelo Kol Umishi Yeshu Iro Yodia Uro. Here the Rush does bring in because it was Nigmar Mekach, so then he'll know, he'll buy time, there'll be an ear, he'll hear about it. Here he does mention the ear, but he does say the Indian of checking if exactly what he said. If I find something that's not quite to my liking, I could potentially back away. But then he says there's also the ear point. The Yachol Kech Lachzabo, it sounds like for whatever reason, Adidaisha Mitzri, the Akinyin, Lefi HaMinhag, here's what I wanted to bring the mashal, the Amir Kaman Perk Ribis, Haisit Tumta Kanya. What's the Tumta? The Tumta is a thing that was a Minhag Sochrim. They used to stamp the barrels a certain way. We use that term today for like a handshake. What's considered to be common practice among the people in business, that they view that as a kinyan. It's not something the Chazal Koveya, but it still has validity because it's something that people have accepted as the norm in terms of establishing the formality of the transaction. So situmta. So the Tosis in Ksumas brought the Mashal Vasukim Ba'usa Inyan, that people, that the Chamul Koveya, that Inyan, that you could be Choser. In the Rush, he brings the Mashal of situmta. That again, it's the minig of what people do, that's what goes, that's koveya. So this was the minig. They taka made a maisa kinyan, but there's a certain level of confidence that's gained when you do the walkthrough, the walk around. Tosis in Bar Mitzia uses a Russian also there about the walkthrough. He says, Miyusheves alibo, he says. Russian of Tosis, he says, again, Alderach the Simsha, the Riva, you made a kinyan gamor, chalipin. For example, Velonas and Mos, Atsu Ehechzik, the Chazaka that's explained in, later in the Gemara, Daisha Mitzvi, Shalach, Arka, Lerachba, Velo Samcha Daite, Yachal Lachza, Mishehechzik, Shalach, Arka, Lerachba, the back and forth, the walkthrough, Ein Yachal Lachza, yeah. I'm going to get to that Christ in a second. V'asi Shapit, the Daisha Mitzvi, Ein a Chazaka, Gemura, Elo Ler Osa, Im Him Yusheves Aliba. Okay, so we have the picture of Tosis. Alec.
So according to Tosis,
right. The issue in Tosis is correct. The issue in Tosis is that you reserve that the das, implicit das of the Kohanim are, that even after the Maisa Kinyan, they're still reserving the right to be Chozer, either Machmas Iror or perhaps even Machmas something else, until they get to that extra heightened level of confidence that comes with the walkthrough, the walk around, the walk, not walkthrough, walk around, you know, precise, Daish Amitzvi, the walk around the borders. That's what people want, to have that extra buffer before they surrender their potential claims that, you know, that maybe I want to back away. So that at that point, they're willing to sort of, they're sold out. They're in. Now, I want to ask you the following. This is all Shalom Bach Reis. Right, Shalom Bach Reis. So once you have this new chazaka, this is not the kinyan chazaka, this is this new halacha that we have in our Gemara, this daish and mitzvah, this walk around, then ein yachol lach. That's true. Shelo b'achrayis. So let's now read the Gemara. Avo b'achrayis. First lashon holds lo. Yikad Amri disagrees. Achri tifras. Now how would Tosis learn the hemshach haGemara? So why would Achrayis allow you to be Chozer even after Hechzik Ba Daish HaMitzvah? So one way to learn the Gemara is we could plug in Rashi. In other words, here already we go back to Rashi. That what? That we're going to say that once you have Achrayis, and since there are Orin, who could win the Din Torah, in which case you're going to end up having to come back to the guy and get your money back. So then you can decide to hold on your money. You have a time, I'm holding my money because I'm going to get it back anyway from you later, so I'm holding on to it. And then that's the other lesson. There's no Achli Tov Shavu. You could learn maybe that way. If you look in Tosus Bar Mitzia, that's what Tosis Kuri is mashma. Tosis Avo Be'achrayis, meaning the line of the Tosis that starts Yochel Achzabo. Be'achrayis Yochel Achzar, Kimen Shilonas and Maos, V'yesh Orim, Ho'il V'sofo L'shalim Ma'osav Ata, She'em B'yado, Ya'akven. So what did Tosis learn? How Tosis learned that line of Gemara? Exactly like Rashi, even though the earlier part of the Gemara is not Rashi. You know, it's the pshat of why, what Mishehechzik means, is not Rashi. It's this new halach of Daish HaMitzvi, the expert confidence. But the why Be'achrayis is different because of Rashi's Svar. On the other hand, Tosus and Ksuvus. Take a look in Tosus Ksuvus. Ika de Amir Fil Be'achrayis. So here you have a different shot. Who can machav into Tosus? Who can say different shot in Achrayis? What's Achrayis different? What's the issue? Shelo Be'achrayis, what did we say? What would be the argument that you want not to pay? Nekach Tos. So maybe say like this. But by Achrayis, you expect a different standard. So there you have an argument in Nekach Tos. I want clean assets without any qualms, without any arguments. That's what Tosus goes in Ksuvus. Ika de Amri afil be'achrayis, l'lishne kama be'achrayis lo. What's the reason for the first lashon, says Tosus in Ksuvus? Ho be'achrayis zavin, islam l'meimar she'ein b'dayta liknos el nechasim mishupin miko iror. Totally clean, without anyone disputing it. The svara is not you're going to get the money back anyway. Tosus says that's not a svara. Maisa, you have to go through the din Torah of that. That's not the svara. The reason why the first lashon to Zacharias is different is because there the expectation could be something different. There Mekach Tos is a time. Because I want totally, even though I'm going to get the money back anyway, it doesn't matter. The Maisa, it is Mekach Tos. I'm expecting more. How did Tosus, so I have Tosus in Bar Metzia is learning Zacharias is different based on Rashi's svara. With Tosin Ksuvus, that's learning a different mahalach. That Achrayis, it's Mekach Tos. How did Rashi, how did Tosus and Bava Kama learn? So Tosus doesn't directly say it, but we can be medayik it. Because Tosus continues the next line and says, "Tis Tosus what? Ubelonas and Mos Airi, it has to be talking about that you didn't pay money. Stop. According to Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara, Be'achrayis, why does it have to be talking you didn't pay money? Because the whole argument, if you paid money, the whole argument doesn't hold by Be'achrayis. Be'achrayis, I'm holding the money not to give it up because I'm going to get it back anyway. What does Tosus say? It has to be B'lonasamos, the Ibenasamos, Ayri, if you pay the money, I feel Be'achrayis Nami, even Be'achrayis also what? Should be the same halacha as your Be'achrayis. Am I yachal achzibo? Why can't you back up? Where's going to be the point? At what point? You did your daisha mitzvah, and then what? Forever? What does Tosus has to ask it that way? Tosus should say, if it's benasamos, then there's no svara left in the Gemara that bichozer. The whole svara is that you're holding the money against what you can be getting back anyway. Tosus didn't say that. Kinnira, Tosus and Bava Kama understood the sugya, the chilk of Achrayis, not the way Tosus says in Bava Metzia, which is the Mahalach of Rashi, but rather the way Tosus says in Ksuvus. So the Achrayis, then my expectation is I want clean assets. I don't want any disputes. So Tosus says, yeah, but it has to be you didn't pay money. Because if you're going to say pay the money, then like, so what's going to be, what's going to be the cutoff? What's going to be the cutoff? So therefore, it has to be you didn't pay the money, and therefore, the cutoff is going to be what we said, which is the Achrayis Nami, Kozma, you didn't pay the money, you can argue that I'm not paying the money because I expect clean assets. But if you paid the money already, then Tosus, then what's the cutoff going to be? So Mahalch of Tosus and Bava Kama, in terms of the Achrayis Svar, of why it's different, seemingly is consistent with Tosus and Ksuvus, not with the Pshat of Rashi, which is Tosus and Bava Metzia.